Hey everybody, Sean Early here. If you are maybe unhappy with your current job, looking to make a career change, a lifestyle change, if you are looking for work, if you're unemployed, if you are maybe a stay-at-home and parent and you're looking for a way to earn an additional income just so that you can supplement your household income and spend more time with your family, let me ask you a question. What are you listening to this podcast on right now? Most likely it's a smartphone or maybe a laptop. In that case, it's connected to the internet. And in order to do that, you probably also need to have an email address and you also need to have some sort of credit card, bank account, PayPal account, whatever, some way to move money around online. If that's the case, which it most likely is, there's pretty much zero excuse why you can't use the technology that is literally in the palm of your hand to generate an additional income for yourself online. It is so easy these days. Technology is so amazing. There's so much opportunity out there, literally in the palm of your hand. So this is something I'm going to be talking about in the podcast. I really want to spend a lot more time just adding value to people's lives and sharing information that I think people can get a lot of help from. So if that's something you're interested in, join me in the podcast. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's podcast is brought to you by Robot Spaceship. Here's a question for you. How does your business stay competitive in today's mass media tornado, with rapidly shifting global demographics and supply chains, with mobile-only consumers and shrinking attention spans, powered by AI and blockchain, where everyone is live and shopping 24/7, and the new user interface is no user interface at all? The answer, Robot Spaceship. Robot Spaceship is an innovative corporate communications consulting company with over 25 years' experience in developing transformational, disruptive, and cutting-edge ideas and technologies for our clients. We're passionate about innovation, digital transformation, and empowering businesses like yours to reach their full potential. So don't let the future pass you by. Schedule a workshop today. Just go to robotspaceship.com and get in touch. Hey everybody, Sean Early here. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about making money online. And this is kind of a funny phrase because it's kind of thrown around as some sort of novelty, like this is some sort of magical thing that, some sort of secret sauce or some kind of guru is going to show you some magical stuff. You know, we see all these flip through social media and we get these ads that pop up, you know, make money while you sleep, you know, live the laptop life while you're on the beach. You know, this is interesting because one, anybody literally has the ability to do this these days. And it doesn't take an enormous amount of skill or knowledge to do it. And I also think what's funny is, I mean, it doesn't matter what you do for a job these days. It doesn't matter if you're doing manual labor out in the field or if you're driving a truck or it doesn't matter what you do. Most likely, some part of what you do in your job involves engaging either in a computer or your cell phone somehow. So in a way, pretty much everybody is making money online. So this phrase, again, is kind of a joke. It's kind of old school. And it's so tacky because it literally doesn't mean anything anymore because we're all literally using the internet in some way, shape, or form to generate our living. So I try not to use it, even though it's sort of a novelty catchphrase. But again, it also kind of goes to show that there's literally no magic behind it. It's pretty much just common knowledge these days. And like I said in the intro of this podcast, you know, you're most likely listening to this podcast right now on a smartphone, which is connected to the internet, and you have access to all the platforms, online banking, email addresses, you know, every single person in the world is basically scrolling all day, becoming these sort of digital natives. It doesn't matter how old you are or how knowledgeable you are, how much schooling you have. Every single person in the world basically these days has almost the same amount of capability of using the device that is in their hand to generate an income with. It doesn't matter if you are creating websites and selling stuff, or if you are just offering consulting services by talking to people through, you know, Teams or voice, you know, video chat, or, you know, if you are, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. We're all using the same technology to generate an income. You know, I started out in business, well, current business. I was a professional musician for many years, and I kind of got involved in technology a lot later than most people. You know, my first computer was before the internet was kind of happening, so it was offline doing graphic design. And as soon as the internet kind of came online, my business became more online. And so I started to find my work through chatting with people online, through online forums, and finding clients, and they would hire me. And eventually I had to build a website to promote myself. And then social media came along, and I used my website and I used the social media to promote myself and promote my products and services. And it kind of grew from there. And there's literally like no excuse anymore. While anybody can use the technology that is readily available to be able to generate an income now, because like I said, we all use the same thing to work these days. So in this podcast, I kind of want to go over some of the basics of how this is applied for people who still like don't quite catch on to how simple it can be. And this isn't meant as a criticism, because in a way it's kind of a mindset shift, you know, because we've all grown up, at least I'm in my early 50s. And so, you know, I grew up at a time before the internet, before smart devices. And so, you know, there's still this mindset that you have to go somewhere, you have to get an education, you have to do that, and then you have to go out and get a job, and you have to work for some employer who's going to pay your salary. And there's just sort of this old school way of thinking. And the new way of thinking is basically, you know, we all use technology these days to earn our income. And it doesn't matter whether we work for some large employer, it doesn't matter what our product or our service that we offer is, it's all basically online. And so there's no difference between working for a big giant company or getting tons and tons of education to do it, or just being able to sit there, you know, being a teenager on their phone to be able to just sit there and push the buttons a little bit to be able to earn some kind of income, literally, you know. If you are sitting on your couch scrolling your phone right now, you can generate an income. It is not that difficult. So the big question is how? How do you do that very simply? And so let me break it down for you. So deep breath. The first thing to get in mind is, again, like I said, it's your mindset. So you have to get into the belief structure that you are perfectly capable of generating as much income as you want with not only just your laptop or your phone. You don't need to rely on some big job, some big sort of validation that you are allowed to earn an income. You know what I mean? Because again, it's so simple to be able to do that these days. And I guess the big question from you is like, what can I do to make money? You know what I mean? So you do it in two ways. One, and I guess it's kind of a chicken and egg thing here. It's mindset and it's, you know, what is the actual technical thing that you need to sell to be able to do that? But they kind of work hand in hand. So that's why I'm kind of struggling for the perfect description here. But if you want to sell something on the internet to make money, there are two ways. One is either you offer a product or a service. Usually it's through a website that has some sort of way to sell a thing, or a service such as coaching or consulting, or, you know, a, you know, construction job or, you know, whatever it is, whatever service, your plumbing or your massage therapist or, you know, whatever, that's a service that you offer. Or you sell a product. You know, a product could be a physical thing that you send out. You know, it could be, you know, you make bracelets, you make shoes, you build a car. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is, what product that you're selling on your website. It could be something simple like a digital product. It could be an ebook. It could be an online course. It could be a collection of, you know, photos. It could be stock photos. There's so many different things that without having to be a physical product, so many digital products that people buy. So again, you can think in terms of, you know, if you have a product or service that you want to sell, that's easily doable. The second is, instead of having a physical product and service offer, you can just make money by referring people to other products and services and making a percentage of the money that you get when people go there and they buy something. And that's the easiest business model, actually. You know, the first model, selling a product and service, obviously you can make more money instantly because, you know, you make 100% of the thing that you sell or the service that you offer. Referring people to other products and services, you make less money because you're making a percentage of a sale, but at the same time, the more people that you refer, the more opportunity you have to make more money. And so by referring people to other products and services, there's two ways to do it. One is called affiliate marketing. And so basically, you know, if you go to basically any website out there that offers something for sale, Amazon has it, all these softwares as a service companies have it, they have something called an affiliate program or a partners program. Some people term it differently. But most likely you go to some website where there's an existing product or service that you like that been established for a while. You scroll down to the bottom of a page and there's probably a link that you've seen before. It says affiliates or it says partners. And you click there and you basically, most of them allow you to sign up and you get an account with these companies. You put in all your billing information and all your address and your personal information. And then they offer you typically a link that if people click on that link and they go there and they buy that product or service, then that link connects to your account and you get a percentage of the sales. And that builds up into an account basically. And after a while, they send you a check for the amount of money that you referred to their business. There's affiliate marketing, which is typically what I just described. And there's something called network marketing. And network marketing is a little bit like affiliate marketing. But in this case, like my wife and I are part of a network marketing company where we refer nutritional supplements. So we can refer people with our link to the actual supplements, which is kind of affiliate marketing. And so if people buy the supplements, they click through the link we sent them, they buy the supplements, then we get a percentage of the money that they paid for that supplement, like 25, between 5% and 25% of the sale of that supplement, for example. And then the networking part comes along where, you know, you also can refer people to that business model so that people sign up to the business model so that they can refer people. And so you not only get a percentage of the sales of the supplements you refer people to, but you get a percentage of the sales for the people that those people are referring as well. So it goes down sort of a chain. So you make money by referring people who refer people who refer people. And so the networking comes from, one, you talk to people a lot about the business model and you get people signed up to the program so that they in turn refer people, which generates income for you, it generates income for them, and so on and so on. And, you know, that's another sort of business model. There's two ways to do it. And I've been doing both for almost 20 years now, and I've seen it work. You know, so this isn't just like blue sky bullshitting. You know, this isn't some mysterious thing or this is some scam that people talk about to get you to take their money. You know, there are scams out there, obviously, and I'm not denying that. But for the most part, most companies that have affiliate programs or most network marketing companies that are legit, that have a real product that they sell, these are legit. So you sign up to these things and you make money by referring them to these products. And again, I've been doing this for a long time in a lot of different niches. You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, and it might be shocking to you, but one of the first affiliate programs that I used was the adult industry. So when I first started out as a designer, I was young and single, and I said, hey, why not? There's business in this. So a lot of designers at the time, because of this whole dot-com bubble thing, the internet was kind of crashing, but at the same time, the adult industry was still paying designers to design their stuff. So I made a lot of money as a designer in the adult industry for a while. And one of the ways the adult industry worked at the time was that, you know, they made money by having people sign up to their adult website as a membership. And, you know, as long as people paid for their membership to access the website and the content in there, then, you know, that's how these companies made their money. And these companies, a lot of them, this is how I learned about affiliate marketing. Most of these adult websites had affiliate programs. So if you refer people to the website and people signed up, and as long as they stayed a member, you get a percentage of the membership money that they pay to stay for these websites. And so I was making money online. My business was as a designer making adult websites, and I was also making money as creating other websites that referred people to these other websites. And you probably, you know, I don't want to get into all the graphic details of it. I'm sure you can imagine. But anyway, this was an easy way to make money. And I was generating a decent monthly income just by referring people to the websites. And after a while, I decided, okay, I really don't want to be involved in the adult industry anymore. And another long story, I could talk about in another podcast, but I decided to get more into more mainstream, legit products and services that weren't adult related. And one of the biggest programs that I was using was, I still use it now, but I was using this company called DreamHost, and they are basically a web hosting platform. So you can buy your domain names for your website, and you can host your website, and, you know, you can build your WordPress blogs and all that kind of stuff on there. And been using these guys forever. I always referred all my clients to DreamHost. And so not only did I use this product, but I thought they were a good company. They offered a great service. And so I signed up with their affiliate program, and I basically referred people to DreamHost. And so for the last 20 years, I've been referring people to DreamHost. I've been referring my clients who I built websites for. I said, hey, you use DreamHost as well. And whenever they signed up, then I got a percentage of their sales. And whenever they signed other people up, I got a smaller percentage of those people and down the chain. And so again, every single day almost, I get at least some kind of notification that I made a percentage of some sales for like somebody down the chain that I didn't even know. And so, you know, I'll get an email like today. I don't know what it was. I got an email that said, you made 50 cents by signing up such and such through DreamHost. And so all I literally did with that was I posted links and banners on my website and posted information on social media that said, hey, DreamHost is great. I use them all the time. You should check it out. Click this link and go there and sign up. And I make a percentage of the sales. And I had a friend who wanted a website, who basically just offered me, he said, hey, you know, who are you using for web hosting? And I said, hey, I use DreamHost. I'll send you a link. It's my affiliate link. So if you sign up, I get a percentage of the sales. He was totally cool. He clicked the link. He signed up for a year worth of web hosting. And I made like, I don't know, it was like $100, you know? There's so many companies out there that offer affiliate programs, and you can earn, you know, $5 for a sign up. You can earn thousands of bucks for a sign up. It just depends on what company you refer. And so really, if you just spend a decent amount of time just researching decent affiliate programs who are legit, who offer a decent payout. Some people pay just like for one sale. Some people pay for recurring sales. Like if a company has a membership site that, you know, that people sign up for and they stay a member for years, as long as they continue paying, then this company pays you consistently for every time they pay for a membership. And so you can literally, just by referring a couple people who pay a couple $100 a month for some software, you can literally make $20 a year or $100 a year off of them until infinity, until they stop, you know, signing up to this program. But literally, the more people you refer, the more they stay part of that program, you continue to make money from them. And that's how this works. That's how this sort of compounds after a while. So that's how you go from referring a couple people to an affiliate program to, and making, you know, $20 a month, to earning thousands, if not millions, by referring people in mass who refer people, who refer people, who refer people. And that's how this works. And so, as you can see, it sounds complicated, but for the most part, anybody can do it. You can sign up to an affiliate program, you get it a link that is your unique link, and you basically share it with people. You share it with people personally, you share it with people through, you know, chat, you share it with people through social media. And, you know, you've all got social media, you know, you all use Instagram, you all use, you know, TikTok, you all use Pinterest, and everybody uses, you know, all these new things that are popping up everywhere. You know, everybody uses them, and everybody is totally, you know, they've been doing it forever. It's no secret. And so in order to, you know, generate an income, it is perfectly understandable that if you're promoting a product or service on your social media account, it is kind of understandable that you are doing it to generate some income. And so as long as you don't lie, as long as you're not making stuff up about them, you know, as long as you're not saying something that is not true about these companies, it is perfectly okay to share a link on social media, as long as you know, use a hashtag or something that says this is an affiliate link or this is a promotion. You know, make sure you have to declare that legally. But again, once you do that, you can just basically share that link, and anybody who sees it, anybody who clicks through, they're going to sign up and they're going to make money for you. So literally, that's why I'm saying, if you have a cell phone, you can, and an email, so that an email allows you to sign up to an affiliate program. You get your link, you use your cell phone and your social media platforms to be able to share these links. And as long as it's interesting for people or provides value to people, they'll click through and they'll sign up these programs, and you will make an income. And typically you'll get paid, you know, every 2 weeks or once a month, you know, so you're not going to get paid instantaneously. I mean, some people actually do pay you instantaneously, but for the most part, affiliate programs will pay you, you know, every couple of weeks or every month or whatever. But, you know, within a short amount of time, you can sign up to a program, get your link, start sharing it, and within a couple of days, you'll start getting traffic and people will start clicking through and signing up, and you will generate an income from that. And so, you know, the whole point of this discussion is just that if you're sitting around, you're scrolling, you're wasting time watching cat videos, when you should be going out and looking for a job, or you really should be, you know, trying to do something to change your life, your lifestyle, you know, these fantasy people online who say, I make millions of dollars by sitting on the beach in Bali doing nothing, you know, you have to think that, you know, even though it sounds like BS, there is something to that, that really, if you apply yourself, if you focus, if you don't get distracted, if you literally just come up with some sort of methodical process for doing this on a regular basis, you know, if you want to post content a couple times a day to be able to just stay in people's awareness and the algorithms, there's no reason why you can't be just as successful as other people. And so it's really just about being consistent. It's about believing that you can. It's about understanding that these processes are out there and that's how they work, and they're not bullshit. I think that's one of the biggest misunderstandings about all this, is people just don't really understand how easy it is. They don't understand that that's how things are done. They don't understand that, you know, you literally can use your phone to sign up to a thing, to get a link, to share it on social media. And if some people click through, you will generate an income. It's that easy. I mean, you know, it's hard because sometimes people post links forever and nobody clicks on them. That's another, you know, that's another topic for another discussion, but the mechanics are that simple. So I posted a post the other day. It says how to start an online business in 24 hours. And it basically just went through a few different things that you can do. One is basically just signing up to some affiliate programs. You know, if you are looking for recommendations for programs, I'm happy to recommend some to you. I'll post some in the show notes. And, you know, if you are interested more in the network marketing aspect of the company my wife are involved in, I'd be happy to share that with you. Just contact me directly and I'll share that with you. But, you know, there's so many different opportunities out there. One is just sharing things on social media. Two, if you want to actually build a website, that can be done relatively quickly if you do offer a product or service. You know, if you, that's another thing is, you know, it's not that difficult to offer a monetizable service out there. You know, if you, you know, a lot of people think like, well, what can I do that people want to pay me for? And you literally, you know, if you have information that somebody else will benefit from, that will help them, that they will pay you for that. You know, in my case, I offer advice on building their business, on new technology, on innovative processes. But that's just knowledge that I've gathered that is valuable to people. You know, if you are somebody who makes great beaded jewelry and somebody wants to learn how to do that from you, you know, or they love your jewelry, so they want to buy your product or your products. You know, you can sell that for sale online relatively easy. If people want to learn how to make that beaded jewelry, you basically can create a course or create a short ebook on how to do that. And you can sell that online and people will pay you for that. If you are a great parent and you can offer great parenting advice and you can package that up as a consultant, you know, the charge an hourly rate to do that, or if you know, you package it up in a course or make an ebook about it, it's really easy to package that up and sell it. I'm just trying to think of all the different ways, you know, if you are a fitness trainer, you know, and people really want to learn your special way to work out. My wife, is learning, how to do more breath coaching right now. Breath coaching is, you know, learning how to breathe properly is obvious as it sounds. Like, people really don't know how to breathe properly. And, you know, it's a very therapeutic process to learn proper breathing control. And she's going to learn how to coach to be able to teach that to other people. And they make a lot of money. So, that's just a way that you can take your knowledge and package it up and offer it as a service to people. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. If you make amazing, you know, if you grow amazing tomatoes, you know, you can offer that as consulting to people. You can package that up somehow in a digital product and sell that to people. If you, have trouble actually packaging that stuff up, you know, artificial intelligence is so good these days. You can use ChatGPT to help you write that ebook. You know, you could literally go to ChatGPT and say, "Hey, I want to write a ebook about how to grow the most amazing tomatoes using these five important bullet points." You know, and it'll create an outline for you, and you could basically ask it to help you write out each chapter, and you take each chapter and you just kind of fill it in with the information that is specific to you. And you can literally create an ebook within a couple of days worth of time just by using ChatGPT to kind of generate the framework and the structure and sort of the filler text for you. And you can go in and change it all. You know, you can write a free report within a couple of days of just basic knowledge and then use that as a simple way to offer that as a free download on your website, to join your mailing list so that you can promote more, you know, intensified consulting to people. It's a perfect business model. You know what I mean? If you pack up your knowledge in a little bit of a teaser and people sign up to your website, to your mailing list, and you continue to offer valuable information through your newsletter so that eventually people want to sign up for your coaching or your other big product or whatever, that's the business model that most people use. I use a website company now called Symvoli, which is basically, it's a website builder where it basically has all these templates that you can do a page builder. They're pre-built pages for you for most niches that you want to do. You basically click a button and it loads up this page for you that is almost already filled out. And they have these little text boxes that you type in your text, which actually has ChatGPT, connected to it. So you don't even need to really figure out your own text. You just tell ChatGPT in there to write me some text to fill in this thing about how I grow the most amazing tomatoes, and it spits it out, and you just keep it in the page and it builds these pages for you really quickly. And then it also, Symbolly also includes a newsletter program. It includes a shop if you want to offer products and services. It offers a sales funnel if you want to have a big involved sort of sales process in there. Topic for another podcast, obviously, much more complicated, but literally you can sign up to Symbolly and I'll share the link, the affiliate link, just letting you know that's an affiliate link, but you can sign up to Symbolly and within about a day, you can set up your own at least one page website where you have your information on there. You can upload your photo, you can offer your service or whatever, or maybe it's just a web page with a ton of affiliate links on there, you know? I do that as well. I have a certain page on my website that's just links. And so all my social media bios, I basically just say, hey, this, I post a thing about the some product or service, and I say, if you're interested, click the link in my bio. They click the link in my bio, it goes to my webpage, which has just a list of affiliate links, and they find that affiliate link and they click on it. And I continue to generate income just from that. You could literally, I've seen people have a simple web page that they've created in something like Symbolly or Shopify or whatever, where it's very expensive to set up. You set up one page in like a day, you have this page full of links and you use that as your bio link to all your social media profiles. And you just spend your whole time on your social media talking about how great this product or service is. Click the link in the bio to go to the thing to sign up. And that's what people do. So again, you don't need to be able to be some big, giant, complex website, some big e-commerce process. You know, you literally just need to find out that one thing that will monetize, whether it's your product or service or whether it's an affiliate program, and you can share it on social media, or you build a little web page and you add it to there. And again, this is all stuff that you can set up on your phone. You know what I mean? Literally, you can set this stuff up on your phone. You don't need to be a coder. You don't need to be a big web developer. You don't need to know C# coding or HTML or whatever. You don't need to know all that stuff anymore. You just need to go and set up these links in affiliate programs and share them online. And literally, I guarantee you, most of you people listening have been able to post a picture of your lunch or post a picture of your kid's birthday party or your fabulous vacation or whatever the hell. Take a million selfies of your face. You know, if you can figure that out, then you can figure out how to take a picture of, you know, something that will be relevant to promote something in an affiliate program. In my case, I go running and I talk about how great these supplements are that I use. If you want to check it out, link in my bio. Or I talk about, you know, I make a post online about, you know, how easy it is to start a website using Symbolly. So if you want to check it out for yourself, click the link in the bio. That's literally all you got to do, you know? And you don't even need to have amazing video production. You know, you don't need to have all this expensive agency running all your media. You literally just need to film the stuff on your phone and your camera on your phone. Like, I worked at agencies forever and we usually use iPhones to record the content. So you literally are using the same technology that everybody else is. You don't need a fancy camera. You don't need fancy lighting. You basically just need to look clean, you know, make sure your clothes are not disheveled, comb your hair, brush your teeth, you know, and just talk about something, you know, literally you talk about something personally, talk about how great a product or service it is. Click the link in the bio to sign up. It goes to your affiliate link. They go and sign up and bang, you make a percentage of the income. So I'm kind of rambling here, but I just want you to understand that literally there's no excuse for you to struggle anymore, to worry about having to find the perfect job, to have to get some company to hire you, to pay you just so you can have an income. You know, granted, you might not make tons and tons and tons of money by doing this up front, but certainly there is the potential to make a lot of money at it. But all you have to do literally is sign up to an affiliate program, get the link, go out to social media and start sharing it, or set up a separate account just about that if you don't want to share it on your personal account or whatever. There's a million ways to do it. But literally, in the amount of time it takes to post a selfie, you could be posting something of value to people that will be monetized. And I guess that's the point about this, is monetize your activity. If you're going to be scrolling your phone all day, if you're going to be taking selfies all day, if you're going to be blah-blahing with people on video chat all day, then figure out a way to monetize that conversation, to monetize that message with an affiliate link or a product or service that you offer. And again, it's so easy to create content. It's so easy to have platforms out there that allow you to sell content without needing to be a developer, without needing to be this complicated knowledge base to be able to just doing it. You literally just need to sign up to stuff, click a few buttons, have something set up so that you can do it. And so I don't know, I keep reiterating it, but one is just the mindset of knowing that this is 100% possible. And two, just knowing that you can go out there and easily do this using the technology that is in your hand. So again, there are no excuses, and I don't want to hear any more from you. I don't want to hear any more complaining about, oh, I'm really having a hard time finding a job. Can you tell me, you know, where I can figure out how to work or where I can make some extra money or whatever? I just gave it to you. You know, it's in the palm of your hand, in your phone. So with searching affiliate programs online in the whatever niche you're interested in and signing up, and by using social media that everybody is involved in and using the same phone and the same camera that everybody uses, you will be able to build a business for yourself. And that's the way it's done. So I hope this was clear. I kind of rambled a little bit. I didn't really have a structure. I should have used some notes for this, but I'm trying to time box things. I don't have so much time to prepare every single perfect podcast organized process. So I try to share information when it's in my head, when it's hot. The point is here, I just want to share some value to you and get you to understand that the power is in your hands these days. There's literally nothing holding you back from generating your own income, to having your own business, to making a relatively, if not small, but substantial income by using the tools at your own hand. You basically just need to believe in yourself. You need to know that this is possible. That's how things work. That's how everybody's doing it these days. And you are capable of doing it yourself. So again, no excuses, no bullshit, kicking you in the ass. Get out there and earn some income for yourself. And if you have questions, feel free to ask. I'm going to share some links in the show notes here. I'd be happy to talk to you. Leave me a comment, leave me a question in whatever platform you're listening to this on. I'm all over social media, so feel free to follow me, ask questions, leave me comments. And as always, don't forget to subscribe and follow to the podcast for more information. Probably going to be hashing this whole concept out a lot more in smaller detail and a lot more podcasts, structuring it out a little bit more better for you to understand. So if this is confusing, just be aware that there'll be a lot more detailed topics on this coming up in the near future. But I hope this provide you some value. I hope this will provide you some insight, and I hope a little bit of inspiration to jump on this yourself. And I wish you the best of luck. And again, please reach out and ask questions if you have them. So once again, my name is Sean Early. This is Sean Early Podcast, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.